Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Leanne McAdoo went out on the streets of Austin and said, should the word fiesta be banned? Should all Mexican food be banned? Universities are banning it everywhere, having Mexican fiesta parties and tacos, saying it's racist. I just thought it was a theme of a party, like you have a Hawaiian luau party. It's not because you hate Hawaiians, it's because it sounds fun. Then you go out and get all the little tiki torches and the little Hawaiian stuff to put on the drinks and the little pool parties. Is that against... I think we should ban it. Because if one person is offended that universities are having fiesta parties, we should ban fiesta food stores that are across the Southwest. We should ban Fiesta Texas. That's obviously racist. The word party is racist. This is 1984, where they're reducing the language down. And I see people on Infowars.com commenting this, going, look at these dumb liberals. A, they're not liberals. They're authoritarian fascists, control freaks that want to control language. And B, they are just right in 1984 reducing everything down where you can't even communicate with anybody. And everything is a political faux pas, so that you are just in a catatonic state of inaction, unable to do anything, thinking it's offensive. And I've told the stories of hearing people. Somebody says, hey, let's get Chinese food. Everybody's like, shh. At first, it's, you know, you don't call it the Orient. You call it Asia. You don't call it Asia. You call it the East. You know, you don't say African-American now. You say this. It's just,
how do I please you?
Well, you turn your guns in. You pay more taxes to Warren Buffett. That's how you prove you're not racist. And you give money to Planned Parenthood to abort the minority babies to prove you're not racist. Okay? And, you know, you also are a Nazi collaborator like George Soros, a famous one, and then you get awards from the ADL. But if you fight the Nazis, the ADL will list you, okay? And the government will send white supremacists that are government-controlled after you if you're Alex Jones. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center will imply you're a racist while they send the white supremacists after you who are proven to be government agents. And Arnold Schwarzenegger will dress up in Nazi outfits and wear death's head belts, Nazi belts, and say that he loves Hitler to Rolling Stone magazine and wants to be a dictator, and he'll get ADL awards. But if you make a movie about Christ and make one comment you're baited into about Jews, you'll be crucified. That's all political correctness is, ladies and gentlemen, is a weapon to control people and to end speech and to shut down the society. So that piece is coming up. Leanne McAdoo did another report. I think I'm going to have time to air. Leanne McAdoo, Child Sacrifice Goes Mainstream. We're going to air that report. We got Joel Gilbert coming up with a bunch of breaking news about his research across the true state of the country and what's happening with the economy. But we are going to, again, come back to the next segment and get into the really big news of the continued attempted cover-up of what really happened in Connecticut with the Sandy Hook shooting. Now, continuing here with the news, very important article from the Financial Times of London, and that's even more important than the Wall Street Journal, in my opinion. This is a real elitist publication that openly calls for world government. But in this, they say hedge fund titans are testing the quality of U.S. democracy. If branches of government bow to big business, public policy will be decided by the highest bidder. Well, that's the plan. More money, more bribes, bigger bribes, more bribes and bigger bribes. And then it just goes on to break down how it's a revolving door with the big hedge funds, the hedge fund hyenas, and the big investment banks, literally just overthrowing the entire U.S. government. Well, they've done that in England as well. That's why all the billionaires, or record levels, are moving to London, because you can go there and incorporate and pay almost no taxes. But the average Brit pays some of the highest taxes in the world, not compared to France, but they're in the top bracket there of high taxes. But not the rich guys. They're not going to pay.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Massive breaking news here dealing with the First Amendment in this country. If you look at the situation in Connecticut with the Sandy Hook shootings that were used to collectively put guilt on the American people and imply that gun owners collectively had murdered a bunch of little children in an elementary school, you could see it was a psyop. It's come out that Bloomberg put out emails the day before saying, get ready with our Twitter, with our media, to have a big push against guns the next 24 hours. Very suspicious. Then you've got the local regional SWAT team people hiding out in the woods in the same outfits as the supposed shooter. You've got the whole story changing. The most incriminating is you got the helicopter footage of the people with their hands up coming out of the school in the evacuation hours after it supposedly happened, going in circles in and out of the school. Going in circles. They've torn down the school now. They've declared state secrets on the photos, the video. There's weird Anderson Cooper video where he claims he's there on the ground at the town square and he turns bigger than Dallas and it's a green screen. He's shimmering around the edges. His nose disappears. You can see flowers and things blowing in the wind, and then they do it again. It's the same footage being looped behind them. I don't know what happened there, but I know Anderson Cooper is admittedly a member of the Central Intelligence Agency, and they send him out on the disinfo pieces. He's been caught three times in the last couple of years with fake massacre videos on CNN from Syria, fake shootings where they'll have the feed going, now I shoot, now I stage it, dragging dead bodies around. This is the stuff they do. So we know they've been caught running false flags. The Turkish government's been caught staging attacks against itself. That's BBC run by the same globalists. So this is important. Well, a former state police officer who's run one of the largest and accredited school safety drill systems, school safety training centers. They go around consulting at universities, you name it, big ones right here in Texas, but all over the country. This guy's got a long career. Wolfgang W. Halbig is executive director of the National Institute for School Workplace Safety. He's recently formed a new safety and security company, WK & Associates. Previously, he worked in public education as a teacher, dean, assistant principal, principal, director of an alternative school, the director for school safety and security of the Seminole County Public School District and school district of approximately 65,000 students. Mr. Halbig has been in law enforcement experience, former state police officer in Florida, a trooper, and the United States Customs Inspector. As a result of his unique background in both law enforcement and education, Mr. Halbig has been invited to provide presentations and keynotes to a variety of audiences, including the National Education Law Conference, the National School Board Association, the Oklahoma School Board Association, the Illinois School Board Association, the New York State School Board Association, Florida School Board Association. I'm not going to go over the fact that he's consulted for 8,000 school districts worldwide, been on Good Morning America, NBC Dateline. He's not a kooky guy, and I've been asking this, but I bet him asking questions the last year, just looking at it and studying, I bet he's lost a lot of business with the system. But he doesn't care. I'm guessing that's... I know how the system works. I don't know that. I'll ask him that in a minute. But he's the exact type of expert witness you want who goes against his own interest monetarily to go out and tell the truth. Now, here's the bombshell news. This is in Discovery.com. Newtown School Board shuts down conspiracy theorists. That's people that don't believe the official story of known liars. If you believe you built your own business, and Obama says you're a conspiracy theorist. If you believe Obamacare is increasing premiums, you're a conspiracy theorist, even though it is. People, including myself, that complain to TSA about being groped, when you say, hey, your own studies say you haven't stopped one terrorist, they'll say, oh, a conspiracy theorist. Being informed, knowing how to read a book, knowing how to tie your shoelaces is a conspiracy theory. If you know that mother's milk helps grow children's brains much better, all the studies show it, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you think cell phones are increasing brain cancer and all the studies show it, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you're concerned, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, ladies and gentlemen. I am a skeptic of known liars. But in a world of universal deception and universal lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, to quote George Orwell, a.k.a. George Orwell, Eric Blair. So here's the headline, School Board Shuts Down Conspiracy Theorists. Now, they've shot footage of this, and Wolfgang's making a documentary, but he said he'll send us the raw footage. As soon as it gets here, make copies on memory stick or whatever, we will get a special report out, because this needs to be seen, of them being shut down at the school board, then trying to go to United Way and others that famously suck up the Oklahoma City money, the 9/11 money for themselves, give it to anti-gun groups. That's how this whole scam works. United Way, Red Cross, I mean, they're just vicious organizations. A lot of good people work for them and do good work, but back when I first covered this like 15 years ago, then nobody believed me. They're well-known scamsters, basically Democratic Party operations. But the bottom line here is that then the police blocked him from going in a public building that by law he's supposed to be allowed into. So Wolfgang joins us to cover what's happened to him currently, and now he's being blocked from investigating. He's been visited repeatedly by, quote, law enforcement telling him he better back off. They're acting scared to death, folks. Okay? They're acting scared to death about this big production they put on there. And the good news is the majority of people I see across the board and I meet do not believe any of this stuff anymore. Now, we'll get back into, after he recaps what just happened, we will get back into his biggest questions concerning it. But, Wolfgang, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming on. Go ahead.
You know, I really wish you could have gone on this trip. And I think it's important that every listener clearly understands that, do I want to be doing this? Absolutely not. I'm retired. I mean, I got my AAP card. Had these police officers, had the homicide investigators not come to my home a week before Christmas, Newtown would have never heard of Wolfgang Halbig. Nobody would have ever heard of me because, you know, as a national school safety consultant, I simply was sending the FOIA request, Connecticut Freedom of Information request, asking simple questions that's not offensive to any of those parents who supposedly lost a child, not offensive to Danbury Police or the Connecticut State Police. And to this day, they don't return phone calls. They refuse to respond to any Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. And when we were at the school board, you know, I had 3 minutes. I had a chance to talk to him. And I said, you know, Chairman, you talk about honesty, that everybody's supposed to be honest here in this room. Where's the honesty? Why don't you return phone calls? Why can't you respond to simple FOIA requests? I mean, you're an educational institution. You're supposed to know how to communicate. And what really was important is that in March, Alex, in March, the Freedom of Information Commission out of Hartford, Connecticut, actually sent an instructor to Newtown, to Sandy Hook, to teach them on how to respond to FOIA requests, that they cannot ignore them, that if they are public documents, they need to be presented. I mean, they actually had somebody there before I got there to teach them how to do it and what they must do. And guess what? They're in defiance of him. They're not even listening to their own Freedom Commissioner. Unbelievable.
And it is unbelievable. And we actually aired a few nights ago on the InfoWars Nightly News the video of that transpiring. You're going to send us the video of going to the United Way and being blocked, which you were telling us is illegal. We're going to get to that in a moment. But we do have that video and that special report. We will play your 3 minutes coming up. But why do you think they're acting so desperate to block you? And tell folks what happened at the United Way.
Well, I think the reason they're not answering those questions, because I think it's going to expose their whole scam. I mean, the questions, you know, they come from my background as a law enforcement officer and customs agent. I think you need to know, when you have a security system, you should know who installed the security system. How much did you pay for it? What did you put in? I mean, you ought to have emails between the principal and the school district talking about work orders, talking about finance, transportation. I mean, it actually will tell you whether the school...
There's no history. There's no history. There's no nothing.
They don't want to respond. See, that's the whole thing. When you don't respond, it raises the red flag. And this has been going on for 11 months. And they don't even return a phone call. Me as a principal, Alex, I may not like you as a parent, but if you call me, I have a responsibility. I've got to call you back. This district, they just do whatever they want.
Very suspicious. And when we come back, I want you to recap for folks, as an investigator and as a school safety expert, who's again been sourced and used on CBS, you know, News, you name it, a leading national expert, you know, coming out and saying this doesn't fit. In the next 6 minute segment, Wolfgang, I want you to come back and explain to people. But in 30 seconds, what's the biggest smoking gun that tells you this thing is staged?
United Way, Western Connecticut. If there's one thing we learned about people in America, is always follow the money. And I think when you look at the amount of money that has been poured into Sandy Hook and Newtown because of this incident, it all starts at the United Way, Western Connecticut, who actually, I mean, you saw it advertised 3 days before the shooting. They were looking to solicit money 3 days before the shooting. And I think the big red flag is the Connecticut Attorney General's report on his findings.
We're going to talk about that, Wolfgang. Stay there. Yeah, and Bloomberg, this is in the news. He false started the day before as well. I mean, they were licking their lips. We'll be right back. This is hardcore information. This could bring them down, folks. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag? CanteenShop.com. Want to be able to start a fire in any weather? CanteenShop.com. Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
Alex Jones here, back live, school safety expert, former state trooper. Wolfgang W. Halbig has done what he said he'd do. He's gone to Connecticut to investigate Sandy Hook and all of the weird anomalies and just the clear fraud here and now the massive cover-up. So break down, sir, just to a layperson out there, the smoking guns of this and why you started investigating and why they're so desperate to try to intimidate you.
Break is that this is all about the money. I think it's all about the money. And what really caught my attention was the letters that were drafted, that were actually written to two nonprofits called the United Way Western Connecticut and the Sandy Hook Promise Fund, which is a pass-through from the United Way Western Connecticut. And the Connecticut Attorney General, his name is George Jespin. I mean, I'm looking at his letter, and he really, really told them that, you know, as fiduciaries, that they are accountable to the public, and they must be transparent in every way, since they're soliciting and they're recruiting funds from major corporations, that they must be open, transparent. And also he made a big note that if they are soliciting money under false pretenses, that they need to be very, very careful.
I understand. We'll get into all the minutiae of an investigator trying to get in, but why are you saying United Way is so important? I mean, what are the big smoking guns? Because I know you're inside this investigation, but for folks out there, what are the red flags?
Well, the red flag is that you're looking at $29 million. You got the United Way, Sandy Hook Promise, and there are 39 other community nonprofit organizations within Newtown which received a lot of funds. For an example, the animal shelter in Newtown, Sandy Hook, Alex, they got $450,000 from the Sandy Hook shooting. Now, what does an animal shelter have to do with the
shooting? I understand. You're saying the motive for the locals to go along with the fraud is money.
Absolutely.
I get that. I'm talking about the crime scene itself. Recap that.
Well, the crime scene itself is, you know, it's not the way we in law enforcement respond to any type of a shots fired or 911 calls. It just does not make sense. And I go back to the very beginning. Any listener, I think the only way I think your listeners will understand, whether they're grandparents, parents, guardians, you have to actually close your eyes and pretend that you had a child at Sandy Hook that morning on December 14, 2012. You really have to pretend that you heard on the news there's shots fired. And all of a sudden, your heart starts racing, and you get to that school, and all of a sudden, you know that somebody says, oh, I think your little girl or little boy was shot, and they might be seriously injured. And then you all of a sudden learn that somebody at that school did not bother to even order the trauma helicopters. I mean, that is unheard of. I don't care where you go in this country or around the world, you get the medical help, you get the best in the air as quick as possible.
Bottom line, there was a stand down, and you've blueprinted all that out on your website, but I saw it happen. What about the kids going in circles back and forth, the same people, into the school for the helicopters? It looked like a fake drill. What about the guy in the woods that got picked up in the same outfit, was part of the anti-terror team? Just go through those points.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm glad you were right. I mean, I'm trying to stay focused just on the kids and not having trauma helicopters, and I cannot believe they didn't let paramedics or EMTs in. But you're talking about the people they actually caught in the woods, and you can hear the words even in the police recordings. They've got them pruned out. Alex, they got them handcuffed. One of the people actually is carrying a firearm. He's got a firearm that they caught in the woods. But do you think they would have run his name to the computer database? Do you think they would have run a 1028, 1029, check him through the NCIC computers to see if there's any outstanding warrants? Alex, we don't even see their names. Every person that was apprehended, handcuffed, taken into police.
The cover-up is the prima facie proof of the larger crime and that we're being lied to.
Absolutely. I wanted to say that at the board meeting, that if you go home tonight and you turn those lights out when you're about to go to sleep, how in the world can you live with this? There are so many lies there, and it's not just by the school board member, it's by the Danbury Police Department, Connecticut State Trooper. You know, when you read the police reports, that's not how we write police reports. Remember, each one of those reports, Alex, are taken under oath. They swore that this information they
provided. So you're a top school safety expert and have been a customs official and a police officer. You know bull when you see it. I don't have all that background. I know bull when I see it. I mean, you got Anderson Cooper in green screens saying he's out there. I mean, this is the whole thing. And then you've got him jumping the gun. I mean, I think that's really big that Bloomberg was saying, get ready the day before, get ready to fundraise on mass shootings. You know, on your mark, get set, boom, pull the trigger too early. Had a false start, didn't you, Bloomy? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at PowerfulProducts.com. That's PowerfulProducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, people can make fun of Dan Bondi because he's just a real guy and has a heavy East Coast accent, but I really admire Dan Bondi, our reporter on the East Coast, because he's the guy that went up during the Boston bombing. That was a total drill on record, with the older brother, Tamerlan, being a CIA asset on record. I mean, it was in major British and German news 2 years before. And then after the bombing, that the Russians had blown a bunch of spies' covers by going to the U.S. consulates and giving them a list of names, his name among them, saying, hey, this guy's allowed to fly with a fake name. He works for you, huh? They were sending him out of Georgetown. There is a Zbigniew Brzezinski group, CIA-funded on record, over to Chechnya to literally work with the extremist groups. Now, does that mean he was infiltrating them to spy on Al-Qaeda? Does that mean he was part of it? We don't know. The guy, did he get turned and then actually came back and did a real bombing? We don't know. The point is that went on. That should be a big news issue. Now, you see the drill, you see the stand down, you see all the people on the ground, what looks like Kraft International. wearing Kraft hats. And then that all gets shut down, and the head of Kraft gets killed at a shooting range. Chris Kyle. I mean, by the way, a lot of our guests get killed over the years. Quite a few of them have died. DC Madam, the list goes pretty long. The deputy head of emergency management, Barry Jennings in New York, 2 weeks after he's on this show, dead. Probably witness protection program. The neighbors said that all these trucks pulled up, the family moved out, he disappeared. Probably not dead. That should be investigated. We tried to talk to the family. They wouldn't talk to us. So what I'm getting at here with everybody is this is not a game, okay? We know they staged stuff. They've staged it before. And we know they were set and ready with that tragedy. And, again, you look at the Aurora shooting, that was totally staged. I don't have an hour to go over the evidence. Most of you are aware of it all. But it was incredible how staged that was. He was just the drugged-up patsy for whoever the real shooter was. I mean, folks, they could grab me, drug me up with amnesics, put me in a car, go in, shoot a movie theater, and have the cops find me in the car. I mean, it's really that easy, and they could do it to you. They could do it to anybody. But in his case, he was under the psychiatric care of a top Air Force psych warfare expert who formerly ran an entire base in San Antonio and who was sent to that university to work with the shooter there, whose dad was one of the top algorithm scientists in the country. And he was an algorithm scientist, the reported shooter, in a secret DARPA mind control program. That's mainstream news. Of human-machine brain interface. And they get and that was Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times. Alexander Cockburn broke that. Did the FOIA and got it. He was CIA. The Unabomber was CIA. James Holmes worked above CIA in a super black DARPA program. Super black. Everything was paid for. When they counted it all up, he was getting like 80 G's a year in government money we know of. 80 G's. And notice that the cops shut that thing down when not anybody in there claiming there were bombs in there. Bull. Theodore Kaczynski was in the MK Ultra mind control program. That's LA Times. That's admitted. Yeah, it sounds sensational. Reality is sensational. These are real mind control victims, but usually they just have a drugged up nut who takes the fall. They're not even the real shooter, like Sirhan Sirhan. The LAPD police report said none of his bullets hit RFK, and it was another caliber in the back. He starts getting ready to shoot. They pin his arm. Doesn't matter. People behind him. Boom. And he'd been drugged with an amnesic. Sirhan Sirhan. And then there's famous photos in the ballroom before he gets killed of three famous CIA agents, one of them a section chief over Latin America, in the ballroom. They don't even hide this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Anderson Cooper, CIA, up there. Who cares if it's blue screen? Just like CNN, I'm going back to our guest, just like CNN back during the first Gulf War, was at the broadcast center in Atlanta on top of a roof with a blue screen behind them, saying they were in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, different days, being hit by nerve gas. And then they went on air for parts of it with the blue screen not even turned on. With blue behind him. And then there were live feeds back in that day. Remember the whole thing where David Letterman was getting mad that people could tape his show as it was being taped and sent over? Same thing with Jay Leno. Same thing was happening with Johnny Carson before he retired, because they would tape it during the day and then beam it back to New York to be edited. Well, it's the same deal. CNN was sending that raw feeds out all over the world, and people knew how to descramble them and get them. And it's on record that CNN did fake Scud missile attack videos. So they've done it over and over again. We've got Wolfgang here with us. Sir, I want to give you about 3 minutes to make any other points that you didn't make to the school board. Then we're going to play a special report that aired actually last Friday of you in there talking to him. I didn't know the video was actually out or had been on the nightly news. I missed Friday's show. I usually watch it almost every night, but I missed that when I was with family. But Look, let's say you got 3 minutes in a nutshell of what's going on here to the lay person out there as a school safety expert, renowned nationally, Mr. Halbig, of what really happened here. And what would you say to that school board?
Well, the first thing I got to say before I get to that is that thank God I've had 67 great years of great life. I got a beautiful family. You know, I'm getting threats all the time. I got some crazy people out there. You know, they're attacking my wife. They're attacking me and everything else. But you know what? All they have to do is answer 16 simple questions. You and I wouldn't even be talking today. It's unheard of, okay? And I think the school board members and the superintendent, they have a responsibility of telling the truth. Alex, I cannot believe that a public school system, and you know, when you look at the school itself, when you look at Sandy Hook, it is a filthy school. That's what I wanted to talk to the board members about. It is a toxic waste dump. When you look at the data, and here's what they didn't realize, they put it in their own newspaper before they demolished it. Sandy Hook had the highest level of lead paint throughout the entire school. Sandy Hook had the highest level of asbestos in the ceiling tiles and ceiling floors. It had the highest level of PCP in the groundwater. It's contaminated. Now, here's the question. Connecticut law requires that every parent must be notified of those hazardous chemicals because they have serious health effects on children, which may not be seen until five years later. Now, why would any parent, why would those 18 of the 20 parents that moved into Newtown in 2009 enroll their child in a school with all those hazardous chemicals? Their parents just don't do that. They don't expose their little children to chemical hazards.
Let me just stop you. As an investigator, kind of like the guy Al Capone for tax evasion, not for all the murders or money laundering, you're looking at how they don't do any of the standard stuff, the paperwork, the police reports, no helicopters sent, no rescue, kids going in circles, totally staged, men with guns in the woods getting grabbed, no names released. They deny it went on, later have to admit it went on, but say we're not answering questions. I mean, clearly it's a drill, just like the Boston bombing. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it just, the official story isn't true. And again, I've read a lot of criminology. I'm not a cop, but I've studied a lot of it. And just from a lay media investigative journalist perspective, something is rotten here. And then you see it duplicated over and over again. What's your bottom line? What do you think really happened at Sandy Hook? People can see your 16 questions at sandyhookjustice.com. And we just salute your will to go up there and have 8 police cars block you at the United Way and have them shut you down at the school board, at the commission. But bottom line, what do you as a almost 40-year, you know, investigator, police officer, you name it, what do you think's happening here?
Well, until they answer those questions, I can tell you children did not die. Teachers did not die on December 14th, 2012. It just could not have happened. And it's in their words. It's not what Wolfgang thinks, or it's just my opinion. It's what they say. I mean, their own words actually show that it could not have happened. Who declares 27 people legally dead within 8 minutes? Nobody does that. Who has a 99.9% kill rate, shooting children in a school within 8 minutes? The Navy SEAL that's that good of a shot within 8 minutes and then kill himself. I mean, that's reasonable doubt. I mean, that in itself is reasonable doubt to show that Adam Lanza could not have done that. I mean, he's an autistic child. He's got Asperger's. Alex, nobody has a 99.9% kill rate, not even the New York Police Department.
But he's a perfect cutout. And for those that don't know, the reason that is, even if you're shooting people point blank in the head, the bullets change direction, they go different directions, and I mean, a lot of times I've shot a wild hog, a deer, you name it, and the bullet deflects off. Even if you hit them broadside, sometimes it just deflects through. You don't get 99.99 kill rates. It's just incredibly hard to do.
It is, and you know, and the thing that people, they haven't had time to read that 7,000-page report that was put out by Stephen Sadensky. calls this 7,000-page report the biggest data dump that they've ever seen. Now, this is his hand-picked commission, and it's redacted. This is a commission supposed to read it, study it, and come up with recommendations, and they get a redacted report. Now, what does that tell us?
Well, everybody's compartmentalized, and everybody's just playing along with the peer pressure.
Yes, they are.
Just like the police officers on 9/11, you know, were told, get back, they're going to blow up Building 7. It's on video. I heard it on CNN, heard it on CBS News. Have the video. The cops saying, get back, they're blowing it up. I'm not saying the cops blew it up. I've interviewed the police officers on this show that are on CNN saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. And they said, no, we were told on the radio, they're going to blow up Building 7, get back. And there was a countdown on the Red Cross radio. They were running it. And again, they use United Way Red Cross as the CIA cutouts. If you look that up, that's mainstream news. And they were there telling the cops what to do that afternoon. Incredible. And they're there hearing the countdown. I've interviewed not one, but two. One of them was a EMT, the other a cop. And boy, did they get threatened over it. They wouldn't even do more interviews after it. And they go, no, we heard the countdown. And the Red Cross guy said, you know, Morley, I got to just tell all you cops, get back. They're going to blow it up in a couple minutes. He goes, I'm not supposed to tell you this. And then the countdown. And the cops were like, countdown? So the cops were like, get back, get back. And then the media spins it. You're saying the cops blew up the World Trade Centers. And no, all I know is it's on CNN. Cops going, get back. They're going to blow that building up. They weren't even brought in on it. They got told by people warning them. Who were compartmentalized, and it's just so incredible. I don't mean to get off into another subject, Wolfgang. It's just that I've seen this over and over again, how the compartmentalization works.
I agree, but I think the same, Alex, we've never had a time in our history where Sandy Hook, the school massacre, the biggest illusion ever portrayed by Homeland Security and FEMA, it can bring down the house. I think America, I cannot tell America, this is probably our only chance to unite and come together and look for the truth. And this house needs to fall because Sandy Hook is taking away our guns across the country. Sandy Hook is messing with our freedom of speech. That's not the America that you and I know, Alex.
And they raise hundreds of millions of dollars, billions in the case of 9/11. Collecting money off of people's goodwill and then giving it to anti-gun groups. The United Way is an anti-gun cesspit.
Chris, and I hope nobody ever donates another dime to United Way until they answer every question.
Well, I mean, there's already been so many scandals about United Way. I mean, more than half the money goes to the executives.
That's true. I just saw that one.
I'll tell you, a good charity is the Salvation Army. Are they involved in any way locally up there?
Are you ready? Salvation Army is not even one of the 39 nonprofits listed. Do you know why? Because they're a good organization, as you just mentioned. They're not involved.
That's right. It's always the same players.
It's the same players. And, you know, when you have eight police officers, I mean, forcibly stopping me from just going in with an attorney, and when they have in their hand the IRS regulations, something is serious.
By the way, that was really a false detainment or false arrest. That's a civil rights violation.
Well, we're working on that. But you know what? Here's the one that really got me. You have no right to be on their property. Alex, I want you to listen to the police officers, Captain. You have no right to be on their property. It's public. You can only be here if they invite you. Now, tell me if there's something wrong with that one.
Yeah, when you're a public, open charity that operates and says that they're an open operation, under the state and federal bylaws, they're supposed to let people in to examine things.
Absolutely, and you don't have to make an appointment. He says, well, you don't have an appointment. I said, where does it say in the IRS regulations that I have to have an appointment?
Well, how are they waiting for you to get there? That's another thing.
Yeah, they actually knew we were coming.
Yeah, well, what you do is you just, well, you know what to do. You wait till they go and then come back.
I know. But the thing is, too, when we traveled from Danbury over to the Newtown Police Department to meet with the police chief, Mike Kehoe, Danbury had already notified the police chief in Newtown that we were coming. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Oh, they're all working together. It's a cover-up, no doubt. Well, they better watch it. Listen, we're going to come back and play the report that we put together, and it's got your comments powerful information to the school board. Thank you for the work that you're doing, sir. We'll continue to track everything you're up to, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. There goes Wolfgang Halbig, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got his website up on screen for radio listeners, though it's just really important for you to go and visit the site, and we'll put that site again back up on screen. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got big breaking news up on Infowars.com. We first saw rumblings of this last week. But it's just like Obama is making money off the Arab Spring in Egypt. That came out through Kenya, laundering the money. Joe Biden's son appointed to board of Ukraine's largest gas producer. Unbelievable. Joe Biden's son, just like the son of Harry Reid making money off the solar farms of the Chinese government in Nevada, now part of this multi-billion dollar company. Just incredible, incredible graph.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Discovery Channel coming out and demonizing Halbig, who's been one of the top school safety experts in the country. I mean, he really is famous in that area and been on Good Morning America, Dateline as an expert, you name it. Been the head of security for major universities, major school districts. He goes to speak to him, and the media goes, oh, conspiracy theorists shut down. Newtown School Board shuts down conspiracy theorists. And he's like, no rescue helicopters. weird police reports. I mean, it's fake. Blue screens, it's fake. Again, we don't know what's going on. He goes further and says it's just completely fake. I don't know. You got parents laughing, like, watch this, and then going, method acting, going, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You got coroners that start laughing, and I don't mean uncomfortably. I mean, like, laughing with the state police when they're giving press conferences. I mean, it just is the fakest thing since the $3 bill. And you better get ready for more of it, folks. Now, let's go to his 3 minutes to the school board there in Connecticut.
My name is Wolfgang Helvig. I'm from Bay County, Florida, a town called Sorrento, Florida. I'm a national school safety consultant. For the last 25 years, I've traveled the country. And you look at me like I'm here today to create a problem. That's the last thing I want to do. You have an incident that happened on December 14, 2012. As tragic as it was, it got national attention, worldwide attention. I was one of the first people in my community to donate money to your cause. Let me tell you something. When tragedy strikes in any community, the first thing you can do is give money. Because it takes money to heal. It took me about a week and a half to get over the shock as to what I saw at Sandy Hook. Board members, I contacted the superintendent 2 days after the incident. I offered and extended any help they might need. And because I train people on incident command, this is what I do for a living. And I was offering my help. I sent an email. I have sent emails to each one of your board members. I've contacted the superintendent's office, the director of the facility. They jumped not one phone call back from the district. Not one FOI request that you responded to. You had a man sitting here with the Freedom of Information Act giving you a lesson on what is. What is documents that should be released under public record? And yes, to this day, you have refused to answer phone calls, and you have refused to answer my FOI request. And you're a public education. Do you not teach character education? You use the word honesty in your presentation. Where's the honesty in this room? No matter how tragic that event might have been, people in America deserve the truth. Because guess what? There isn't a school district in America that wants another Sandy Hook happening in their district, not private or parochial. And ladies and gentlemen, the questions I ask are not offensive to any parent who lost a child that day. They're not offensive to the Connecticut State Police. They're not offensive to anyone. They're such simple questions. Why no trauma helicopters?
All right, folks.
Why would you not let parents...
We're going to come back and play the rest of it, and then we have our other guests joining us and a bunch of other news, but... Remember, this is a government caught secretly sterilizing hundreds of thousands of Americans. It's a government caught doing secret medical experiments on blacks, whites, from the Appalachians to Georgia, from Northern California to Texas. These are globalists. They will do anything. Of course they would stage something like this to blame us and get our guns. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got more on Joe Biden's son carving up Ukraine.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.